Recently, I ran out of the good stuff. I'm talking about toilet paper. You know, the fluffy, nice, thick, papered bathroom tissue. It's a luxury, I guess. We didn't know how much of a luxury it was. Now, I'm a little older, but my family, my dad chose to raise us, you know, in circumstances that were, well, like he grew up. And what that meant was that we didn't have running water in the house until I was like third grade. And we had a well outside that we would go out and it was a pump well and we'd pump our water. We didn't have an electric stove in the house. We had a wood stove, as I remember. We did have a TV, a black and white TV that got one channel, I think, if I recall. But, you know, it was just growing up poor. And a part of that meant that we did not have indoor plumbing, which meant no bathroom. We had an outhouse. And in that outhouse, let's just say that, well, things were a little rougher. And recently, you know, a few years ago, we hit the pandemic. And one of the things that was a marvel to me was that when it comes down to the things we really treasure, it gets known pretty fast. And one of the things that was hoarded was toilet paper. And the good stuff got gone quick. And then you couldn't even buy toilet paper during the pandemic. Do you remember that? You just couldn't buy it. It's hard to believe, isn't it, that in the United States you couldn't buy toilet paper. Shelves were empty. And so you'd end up buying whatever you could find, either online or wherever you could get it. And I remember buying this toilet paper that looked like good bathroom tissue. It, you know, the picture of it was really nice, but it was pandemic paper. And I still have some of that. I have about 10, 12 rolls of it that I keep for emergencies. And so recently, having run out of bathroom tissue, all that was left was the pandemic paper. And when you unroll it, you know, it's so transparent that you'd have to double it about three times just to not be able to see through it. And I'm very serious. You remember this stuff. You probably saw it, or maybe you might have even had to buy it like I did. And you were glad to have it during the pandemic. I mean, you know, you were like, wow, you know, thank you, Lord, for this pandemic paper. Didn't have, it was highly valued at the time. And it, now, you know, I'm thinking, what am I going to do with this? I keep thinking I'll just throw it out. But then an occasion arises that you know, you think, well, might need it. But it's not of value now as it was then. In fact, I think if anybody tried to sell anything even close to it now, it would never be purchased. Because, you know, we're back to the fluffy, nice stuff. But, so, I know you're probably thinking, what does this have to do with anything that has any kind of spiritual significance? I just can't throw it out. Because I know that, like my parents who grew up during the Great Depression, they held on to everything. And I'm not a person that holds on to everything. But there's value in stuff. And I remember that if I ever ran out of something, couldn't find something, needed to go to a place where I could get it, Mom and Dad had it. Because they didn't throw much, hardly of anything away. And the reason they didn't throw it out was because they saw value in it. They knew it, the right circumstances, right place, right time, it'd be worth something. And let me tell you that God values each of us. There's a spiritual application. Doesn't matter what other people think. God sees a purpose in our lives. He knows that given the right circumstances, the right situation, there are things that we can do in the kingdom. Even if others do not see a value, God does, because He knows that we are a treasure, not only made in His image and all those things, but that there's a purpose for us, things that we can do no one else quite can. Just an encouraging thought to begin February. I pray that you have a blessed day. And this has been Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace.